You are listening to Somatics Toolkit, Core Practice 9, Writing, Embodying Your Thoughts. My name is Ben Spatz. This exploration follows on from Core Practice 8, Analysis, Moving with Polarities, and supports the writing up of your research. Preparation. Even if you normally prefer to take notes on your electronic device, you will need a notebook and pen for this exploration, as working with actual pen and paper invites a different type of agency and sensation. You will also need to choose a concrete writing assignment you have at the moment, such as a blog, an essay, or a thesis chapter. Pause the recording until you have decided on and gathered these materials. Please switch off your phone and make sure you are in a space where you can work undisturbed for the duration of this recording. Prepare yourself and the space. Become aware of your body as a bridge between the ground and the sky. Feel your breath and wake up your senses. Gently roll your shoulders, rotate your joints, and wake up your spine. Are there any tight or sore places in your body? Imagine breathing into those to give them a little more space. Take some time to do whatever your body needs to become present, alert, and active. This is like tuning your instrument before you start to play. Exploration. We are often waiting for inspiration before we take pen to paper. What if we can actively create a stimulating atmosphere that is conducive to our work? This could mean lighting some incense or a candle, or taking a run, but even simpler is the act of conscious breathing. Literally breathe in inspiration. Breathe out any tension you might feel regarding writing. Breathe in inspiration. Breathe out any tension you might feel. Breathe in inspiration. Breathe out any tension. Do this a few more times in your own rhythm. Feel your feet on the ground and your head gently lifting up towards the ceiling. Your feet are about hip width apart, and there is some space under your armpits. Maybe you want to shake your arms and legs a bit. Your breathing continues. Now, focus on your specific writing assignment. Going forward in time, imagine the finished product and find a shape or a gesture that represents this finished piece. You see, feel, and sense it there, full of confidence that you have been able to find the right words to express what you needed. What shape does this finished piece have in your body right now? Don't think about it too much. Feel your sensations and trust the shape or gesture that your body finds. Really embody this. Make it yours. Give it lots of breath, and if it is a shape rather than a gesture, give it some movement impulse, however small. How does this shape or gesture feel? Step into it. How does it taste? How does it sound? What is its core message? And who is receiving it? Now take a step back from this future imagination so that you return to the present moment. At this point in time, you still have the assignment ahead of you. Find a shape or gesture to express how that makes you feel. There is no right or wrong. this is merely to acknowledge the feelings that come up when you navigate the having to write something. Trust whatever comes up. Are you feeling excited? Frantic with stress? Is it a rushed job? Are you frozen? Feeling overwhelmed by too much data? Unclear about your message? It's all fine. There is no right or wrong. Let it come. There might be more than one feeling. Take your time now to let your body express these feelings. For example, if you feel frantic, you might shake your hands and legs. If you feel stuck, you might literally freeze your movement, perhaps with an exaggerated scowl on your face. It doesn't matter what this looks like. Make a mime or a moving performance based on your feelings towards your writing. Once you have expressed what you need, find a way to melt back into neutral motion. Usually the breath is a good place to start. Breathe out and let your expression soften, dissolve. Notice how you feel afterward, before you start to work with the next expression. Pause the recording if you need more time. In your own tempo, now, change a few times between the shape or gesture for the finished piece and the shape or gesture for the present moment. The future moment of having accomplished this and the here and now of still to do. Both are part of the journey. Now, rub your hands together and look at them. Really look at your hands. They are amazing tools. Imagine that they are storytellers in their own right. Imagine you are painting your piece with your hands in the air around you, in front of you, and to the sides. You can rotate around your axis. You can move your hands high and low. Forward and backward. Keep breathing in inspiration and breathing out any tension you may feel. What are you trying to express? Your arms can make angles. Your fingers can make shapes. Your body can make shapes with light and shadow on the wall. Just let your body explore this capacity for physical storytelling for a while and see what emerges. Now include your vocal cords. After all, writing is giving voice to something. Your voice is part of your body. Include it. Sounds, humming, rhythmic repetitions of words, it doesn't matter what. Let this become your personal storytelling performance. Can you taste the words? What color do they have? Is there a melody to them? While you keep moving, pick up your notebook and pen. Let these become part of your storytelling movements, like an extension of your body. Hold them lightly in your hands. They can still continue moving in their own right. Let your body be an antenna for the message you are trying to express. With all the cells of your body, you are listening. Your hair is listening. Your spine is listening. What is the message you hear? What is the flow of your argument? Sometimes the pen might meet the the paper. Sometimes the paper is making its own journey and is unavailable for a while. You keep listening while you move through the space. You are listening with your toes, with your fingernails. Your head is rotating. Your hips describe figures in the space. Let your body find an expression of the message. When pen meets paper, it might be upside down. Your pen might draw or write in symbols or in dots. It might write backwards. You might write with your non-dominant hand. It's all fine. Free play, perform, write in the air for a while. Now, put your notebook and pen down, and again find a shape or gesture in your body that distills the core message of your piece, which you just found in movement. If it helps, you can actively draw your hands together from the wide space around you, solidifying, distilling, and sieving out the message from motion into concrete form. You receive it right there in your outstretched hands, the essence of your piece, the message. Feel its weight, its texture. Imagine its color. Breathe it in. This is the core. It needs a beginning. Look at this precious core. Who is your audience? Who are you writing for? What do they already know about this subject? How much introduction or scaffolding do they need? It might help to introduce it through a specific research question. Keep breathing. Imagine you take your audience by the hand and lead them through the exploration discovery just as you did. What elements in the landscape do you point out to them? What vehicle are you using? What is the best genre with which to approach this piece? Do the same for the ending. What conclusion can you draw? What have you found? What is your original contribution? Where is the journey going? Keep breathing. Perhaps you feel very clear already, and you can take your imagination from this exploration directly into your writing. If at any point in this imaginary, moving journey you feel stuck, just take a pause. Feel the whole length of the journey. What part of the road have you already covered? What have you still got to do? Why have you broken down at this particular point in the road? Go back to the shapes or gestures that you found in the beginning. Find a movement that connects the present moment of not finished to the submitted or published piece. This will help to get unstuck and reconnect with flow. You can pause the recording to revisit any place on this imaginary journey. Expressing fears, frustrations, or anxiety regarding writing, as well as finding physical movements that mirror flow, will have an effect on the flow of your cognitive writing. Allow yourself to be creative and approach the academic through the physical, the cognitive through motion. Completion. Hopefully, this exploration gave you an experience of how you can embody your writing, almost as a performance. Remember that your hands are storytellers. Invite the poetry, the symbols, the shapes, and let them inform the words that are written on a page or a screen, so that these too express the multidimensionality of your research. You can try others' techniques when you're stuck, such as going for a walk, and record your thoughts on your phone while you're walking. You can take your laptop somewhere unusual and see if the change of scenery inspires your writing. If you normally write with or without music, try the opposite of what you usually do and see if that has an effect. Engage your senses and keep your spine and neck supple whenever you are behind your computer. And finally, remember that, in a way, our writing is never finished. Writing up is not the last stage of research, but, paraphrasing Georgiana Gore, only one moment in the entire ethnographic cycle. Our research continues moving between the lines, between the paragraphs, between the pages and the reader, and will continue moving in real life. Thank you for listening to Somatics Toolkit Core Practice 9, Writing, Embodying Your Thoughts. Remember your body.